listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lauren Howarth. A man is in a critical condition after setting himself on fire outside the New York courthouse where Donald Trump's criminal trial is taking place. BBC reporter Nada Torfik was there. She says the motive isn't clear at this stage.
As you can imagine, people here just started screaming. Someone we heard scream, "Don't do it." Others started screaming for a fire extinguisher.
The former US president's on trial for allegedly falsifying records to cover up hush money paid to an adult film star. The full jury and the alternates have now been selected. The trial's set to begin on Monday. Back home, Sydney is trying to heal, a week on from that horrific Bondi Junction stabbing attack. Six people sadly died. A spot's been set aside in the shopping centre for people to lay flowers and pay tribute to those who lost their lives, while a nine-month-old baby girl seriously injured in the attack is now in a stable condition. All eyes are on the Middle East after Israel launched a retaliation strike on Iran. World leaders are calling for calm. Iran has reported little damage following the strike. Briefly, a second man has now been charged over a riot which erupted outside a church in Sydney's west. And Queensland's southeast is in for a wet weekend. Heavy rain, flash flooding and damaging winds are all possible for the region, with rainfall totals of up to 100 mils. It's due to a low pressure system moving in on the state. A part-time footy side. That's what Eels coach Brad Arthur has labelled his team after losing 44-16 to the Dolphins. Arthur saying it's simply not good enough.
There's only a handful of players in this club at the moment that pick to choose to come every week to play with the right mentality and toughness and want to be an 80-minute football and want to be an NRL player every week.
While the Dragons have claimed a 30-12 win over the Warriors, Zach Lomax starring for the Red V in his 100th first grade game.